K-State Nation, what's going on? This is the Purple Project Podcast, another Purple Project Podcast postcast edition of PPBD edition. Eddie Greer, your host of this K-State Podcast, which is featuring all things Kansas State Athletics. Here coming at you once again, here talking cross-country, kicked off last weekend there. Season over in Lowtown, L-Town, Lawrence, Kansas, which is about an hour away from here, of course. But the women take their first win of the 2022 campaign at this meet. Let's just start there. This is cross-country. K-State men's and women's cross-country teams enjoyed a strong start to the season last weekend. The women taking first place, while the men just fell short. Second place at the Bob's Timmons Classic, which was held at Rimrock Farm in Lawrence, Kansas, against competing schools, Kansas City, Oral Roberts, and, of course, KU, of course. The women's team collected 24 points to earn their first meet win. You got to go back a few years, September 8th, 2018, last time a K-State women's team won something. Want to meet there. This was at the Vic Gottfried Open as they tallied 5 top 10 finishers as well. And I mentioned this young lady on the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition last week, episode 117, which is out now. Still out wherever you get your podcast. You're going to get a couple more, either one or two, depending. I know you're going to at least one. The postcast coming up on the South Dakota game. Me and Alex will get together tomorrow night to discuss just football only there. I don't know how long that's going to take there. And then, of course, the weekly edition will be on Thursday night. Big Thursday night, actually. NFL kicking off there, and probably get together for that as well. So the Purple Project Podcast could very well have two episodes this week as well. But back to this lady. Junior Hannah Stewart led the way for the Cats here with a second place finish and a PR of 18.078, which is the best 5K time by a Wildcat at this place, at Rimrock Farm. That's amazing right there as well, so that's huge. The mark was previously held by Irma Betancourt back in 95, and of course, Cassidy Johnson, the standout, a couple years ago in 2020 at 18.09. As well, Stewart was joined by her teammates. Callahan Stewart was third, 18:22. Freshman Grace Meyer was fourth at 18 minutes 32 seconds. Junior Sydney Burton came in sixth at 18:33, while freshman Cecilia Fisher clocked in at ninth, 19:15 on her time as well. Hannah Stewart doing what she can there. Junior getting it done for the Cats there in Bruce. Achieving a big win in Lawrence over the weekend there for the K-State women's cross-country team. This is what coverage you can't get with any other K-State podcast, right? Nobody's not going to talk about cross-country rowing. Maybe you'll hear some women's basketball here and there on some other podcasts, but you're going to get us here. You want all K-State sports? This is the place to get the Purple Project Podcast. All right, so the men who fell short of a sweep at Rimrock last Saturday, came home with 35 points there. 6 K-State men finished inside the top 15, which included the 3 in the top 10. Junior Hadley Spector, who's also in the men's track team, paced the men's squad with a third-place finish. And he came home with a personal best 6K, 18:36 there. Senior Stephen Kelhoffner, was sixth with an 18:42 there. And a sophomore runner, Jack Vincent, placed eighth, 18:52. Also finishes in the top 10 were PR as well. Speaking of PR, I'm looking to PR, hopefully this weekend, in Kansas City. I'm running a 10K while we're on this topic. We're looking to achieve a personal best this weekend, hopefully, down there. I'm really looking forward to it. The weather, it is up in the air. Hopefully, get those cooler temps. And I'm not gonna worry. It says flat. It says hilly. you know, given the conditions, I'm going to run my best. I'm feeling pretty good, so we'll see what happens there. Obviously, I'm going to have my own podcast. Not podcast, postcast about it as well. So, but yeah, speaking of PRs, everybody PR'd here, which is awesome to see. Randy Cole, cross-country coach, head man, reacted to the women's first place run over the weekend. Quote, the women went out very strong, nice lead, led the pack of ladies, and they kind of controlled the race. Good KU runner had taken over for the individual victory, but we had a nice pack in there. The last three quarters, it was pretty tough. It got pretty muggy. The clouds disappeared, and the sun came out. Sounds familiar? Oh, I'm too familiar with this. And I think they struggled a little bit over the last part of the race, even though they hung tough and competed well. So that's the thing about at least either it's collegiate running or running just a normal race or even elite runners. They talk about conditions. You got to have the right conditions to run fast. Obviously, we're entering the fall stretch now, fall season now, even with these muggy, bleeping temps out here still. That's why I'm like cringing. Hopefully, it's a little cooler in Kansas City on Sunday morning. So you don't want those things, especially, but you can't control the weather, obviously. You got to go out and do what you can in case the women did what they needed to do, though. But at the end of the day, yes, the KU won the individual, but at the end of the day, K-State won the team. And that's what kind of matters to this point right there. So the conditions all too familiar there. Speaking from experience, well, not almost running for K-State at a time or two as well. As well, the men, Coach Cole goes on quoted the men here as well. KU Jayhawks men's team kind of got out to a slight lead there and weren't able to fully penetrate the pack to flip the scores around. The guys understand that it's not just your top runner that counts, but your fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth runners count just as strongly, end quote, there as well. And then Hannah Stewart, on the meet itself, quote, it felt great to be back out there racing with the team after being injured last year. I think it was a good rust buster for us as we move forward in the season. I'm excited for what this team can do together this season, end quote. And then he talks about our teammates Grace Meyer and Cecilia Fisher. Quote, we are proud of them as they have been training well in preparation for the season. Their future is bright. For both of them, they are both tough girls willing to do what it takes to compete at a high level there as well. So Kansas right there. The men, interesting here. Lowest score wins on an individual team. And Kansas, KU unfortunately won this 22-35. K-State second, Kansas City third, all distant third. Oral Roberts a close fourth right there. As well, others here, I mentioned the top 15 earlier. Tommy Hazen, Jack Moore, David Lutchen. Hazen came in at 19 minutes. Exactly. Jack Moore, 19:04, and David Lutchen, 19:06 there as well. K-State over KU in the women's side, 24-42. There, Kansas City, 78. Oral Roberts, 94 as well. Katie Kuznick, 1945, Helen Giffner, 2017, and Katie Qualick came in at 20 minutes and 53 seconds there as well. But hey, women win their first meet since 2018, bringing it home in Lawrence there with the K-State men, taking home a second. Not too shabby for the K-State men's and women's cross-country team. I believe their next meet is September 17th. More details to come on that. The Purple Project Podcast, get wherever you get your podcast. We are on Odyssey, Apple, Audio Boom, and a few more other podcasting platforms out there as well. You're a K-State fan wanting more coverage other than football and basketball, which we're going to get as well. Purple Project Podcast, the place to do it as well. Huge game coming up on Saturday with Missouri, and from what I've heard, supposed to be a possible record crowd Bill Stein famous. This is what Bill Stein famous said on Saturday. So this weekend cannot come soon enough. I only know it's early in the week, so we got to be patient, folks. Let's get through the work week. Let's get through the holiday is behind us now. Let's get through the rest of this work week. Let's just get to Friday, baby, and we'll see what happens. But a lot of anticipation of that football game, and cross country off to a strong start here in 2022 for Kansas State. If you're new to the podcast, you should subscribe. Welcome on board. If you've not subscribed to the Pro Project Podcast, please do so. Plenty of content to go around every day. We post content almost every day. You want to make sure you're subscribed to the Pro Project Podcast. It's a place to do it. That's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the PPBD edition of the podcast. Go Cats. You've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.